over that she couldn't eat?
No, she never scraped much. Well, just put them in water, let them soak, and then wash them.
What did you do with your garbage?
Garbage? Well, we never had much garbage. We just dumped it out someplace, scattered around.
Did you have a pail or a garbage container of some sort?
Well, most all the garbage we had, we all had some hog, take it to hog pen.
Uh-huh. Did you put it, I was wondering if you had something to put it
in. Well, we generally had about a 5-gallon wooden bucket or something like that. But we call it a slop, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'm familiar with, a slop bucket. I've also heard it called a swill pail.
Swill pail, that's right.
Yeah, let's see. You said you used a ladle, let's see, if you're at the table and you were eating soup, you'd use a...
We use spoons.
Big ones?
Yeah, I would like the big spoon.
Yeah, I do too. I still do. And you said you had to wash the dishes.
Well, we washed, take turn about. No, I didn't have to. She had a brother younger than me, and I was done the farm work most, and he done the house. He never minded much because, tell you, when you make a sissy out of a boy, he's never going to get anywhere.
He's the little fellow who ran down to have his picture taken?
Huh? No, the one just ordered him.
Oh.
He all done the dishes, and we all thought he was kind of a sissy, you know. Well, I had to do the chores outside, and he done the dishes inside.
Uh-huh. What did you call your good dishes?
Huh?
What did you call your good dishes?
Well, we didn't have, sometimes we called them chinaware. We just called them silverware and such as that. We didn't call them particularly anything else, just dishes.
I remember when I was a boy, our good ones were always called a china.
That's what I say, we called china.
Yeah, they weren't china, but we called them that anyway. After your brother washed the dishes, what did you do to get the soap off?
Huh?
How'd your brother...
Oils had to rinse them.
Yeah. And did he use anything to wipe them with?
Oh yes, always had to wipe them. We always used flour sacks for wiping towels, you know, call them wiping towels.
Uh-huh. Did he use anything in the dishwater to slop?
Soap. Mother always had homemade soap.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if he used a dish rag or a dishcloth or anything.
Oh yes, had a big old dish rag. We always had to wash it out and hang it out to dry, you know.
Yeah. Oh, when you got plumbing in your house, when you got it in your kitchen, what did you call those, or what do you call those things that...
Zinc.
Yeah, the zinc and the knobs that you turn on for water.
Well, we never had any of them, but after I was married years later on, we never had them until I never had one last after 40 years old.
What do you call those now?
Faucets?
Yeah. Is that inside?
Huh?
That's inside?
Inside the house.
Yeah, how about out in the yard?
Huh? Well, I got a faucet out in the yard, too.
Uh-huh. And let's see, how did you get your sugar in the early days? Where did that come in?
Well, we always bought sugar. We generally bought it for 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. Mother always, Dad always buy a sack of sugar.
Mm-hmm. And was this, what was the sack made of?
Why, it was a cloth sack with a gutter sack on the outside to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
Double sack, but... It had a cloth sack, you know, to hold your sugar.
Uh-huh.
I remember this. We all set that sack of sugar in the corner of the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. How about vinegar?
Well, we all use a lot of vinegar.
How'd you get that? Jugs or?
Well, I don't know. I think we got that in jugs, but I think they made vinegar out of something in the early days. I forget what they did make that out of. But we always got it in jugs.
Mm-hmm. How about flour? How'd you get that?
Well, we mostly went to mill. Now they had right after this country opened, they had a mill out to Hennessy. We'd take so much wheat and they'd give you so much shorts and so much bran and so much flour and take so much out of yours. Now, Dad always went to the mill. Always went to the mill after I was the last been there married man.
Hmm. What'd you carry your flour home in?
In sacks. They furnish you sacks.
They sack it up.
They sacked it up for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now if you took your wheat in a wagon?
Well, we'd sack it up and take it in sacks. You see these big 2-bushel wheat sacks, have you?
Yeah.
Well, we take them sacks and get by them sacks. They call bean sacks, you know. Mm-hmm. Take them sacks and they.